98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
Kyler Murray has everything. He's growing into a real franchise quarterback. He is the most entertaining player in football. And if you think $40 million a year is a lot, he has got the ability to make crazy money from national endorsements in the coming years, from shoe deals to hamburgers to insurance, the stuff now reserved for Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. What Murray hasn't shown and what he needs to show is toughness, not just for his image, even though that's part of the deal, because sports fans love toughness. Football fans demand it. It's why we love Devin Booker and Chris Paul, and it's why we're occasionally frustrated with DA. It's why we loved Anquan Boldin, and we all watched as Larry Fitzgerald was pushed to a new level of physicality by Todd Haley. We know this is an issue with Murray, or at least it used to be. We saw how Cliff Kingsbury stressed how important it was for Murray to play Week 7 as a rookie, even though Murray was a little indifferent. We saw how his play broke down as his body broke down last year, and we saw that scene in L.A. when Murray wasn't exactly keen on returning to the game with an ankle injury. Right now, Murray is electric and on fire and one of the hottest players in the league. He's also fresh and healthy, but as the NFL season wears on, the bumps and the bruises take their toll on everybody, and that's where Murray is going to have to break through, sustaining his greatness when his body hurts, when the NFL makes it hard to get out of bed in the morning.